Hey there, creative entrepreneur. Tired of getting lost in the social media algorithm? It's time to stop fighting through the noise of your customer's newsfeed with Flowdesk, the email service provider created with your needs in mind. With Flowdesk, creating visually stunning email campaigns has never been easier. Say goodbye to generic templates and complicated design tools. Flowdesk offers a user-friendly interface and customizable templates to showcase your unique brand style. The best part? Flowdesk won't charge you more as your email list grows. No limits, no extra fees, just easy-to-use software at one set price. Ready to try Flowdesk for free? Visit www.sunkissedva.com/Flowdesk today for your 30-day free trial and enjoy 50% off your first year subscription. It's time to stop relying solely on social media to convert sales for your creative business. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Facebook Group Tools. This is currently a series where we're discussing different tools that you can find within a Facebook group, making sure you know how to find them and how to implement them for your creative business. Last week, we talked about top contributors. We talked about where to find them in the Facebook group, how to reward your top contributors, and how to keep the program engaging and encouraging them to engage with your brand or you. So today we're going to be jumping into the second Facebook group tool. But before we do, I did want to recognize Charlene and say thank you for the positive words she had this week. She said, in reference to the content calendar, "I wish it hadn't taken me so long to bite the bullet and purchase something like this. I am certainly capable of creating these graphics myself, but I just don't have the time. This package made it so simply, I'm sure it won't be the last one I purchase." So thank you, Charlene, and shout out to you. With that, let's get into the episode.
You're listening to Tear Down the Hustle, the podcast dedicated to transforming how you run your creative online t-shirt business by working smarter, not harder, so you can spend more time with your why, people, and passions that matter most in your life. So throw on your favorite graphic tee and turn up the heat press, because it's time to turn down the hustle. Here's your host, digital marketer, cold brew lover, t-shirt maker, freckled hype girl, and owner of Sunkissed Virtual Assistant, Amy.
If you did not catch the top contributor episode, you can go back to episode 17 to listen to it there. So the tool we're going to be talking about this week is moderation alerts. I personally cannot keep up with Facebook notifications. Not only do I have push notifications turned off, but even when I do go on Facebook, at times I am just extremely reluctant to check my notifications. But with this Facebook group tool, I don't really have to worry about missing anything because this tool will extract all of the important things I want to make sure I don't miss out for me and gives me a running to-do list in my Facebook group. It gives you the freedom and removes that weight of just feeling like I'm going to miss something, or I don't want to lose this comment, or I don't want to lose this notification. Moderation alerts takes that fear away. I don't use this tool though to make sure I don't miss any order questions or customer service inquiries per se. So if someone needs help with their order or wants to know like where their order is in your business, I encourage my customers to send me an email versus submitting a post or making a comment on social media, because everything I do on social media is out of abundance to engage with my community. It's not a cornerstone of how I've built in my processes for my business. Now, email, that is a first thing I check when I sit down to work on my business. Some days I might not get to social media, so I don't want my customers thinking that if you have a problem, post it on Facebook, because I might not get back to it. And so even if I can get back to it, I try to redirect them to email. That way they know for next time, yeah, I maybe saw your comment this time, but next time I might not. So please just shoot me an email. But nonetheless, there are still some community comments I do want to keep up with, or to show encouragement, or even just to make sure I'm replying to those direct comments at me. Specifically, this tool will help you out with that. So with that, let's get started. So what are moderation alerts? Moderation alerts are a tool found within your Facebook group. Again, make sure you are admin in your Facebook group. Then you can go over to your admin tools, scroll down, and you'll see moderation alerts. Moderation alerts don't appear within your standard notification button. It extracts and creates a special list within your Facebook group, depending on what you set up. I actually like to think of it as like a to-do list. That way it's very clear for me. Did I give this comment the attention it needed? Either it needed a response from me or a reaction, or I just needed to be aware of it. And once I have addressed it, I can clear it off, and then I'll see my moderation alert count goes down, and then I can work through that entire list. It also gives me that peace of mind. You know how as a small business owner, it feels like your work is never done and you don't know where to stop for maybe the night? Well, with moderation alerts, that really helps me. I feel like, okay, it's very clear to me. I have addressed what I needed to address. It's time to close up for the night. Moderation alerts also allow for disciplined focus while on Facebook versus clicking on a notification to respond to a customer, and then you see another notification come in and you get distracted jumping over there. Just how Facebook works for us as consumers, it can happen to you as a business owner when you're trying to focus and reply. That's why I like moderation alerts. It encourages that disciplined focus. And depending on how you set up your moderation alerts, it can help you keep a pulse on your group. Like if there's any issues that arise that you maybe need to tend to between group members, or there's a very valid concern someone has, moderation alerts can bring your awareness to that. Now you may be thinking, look, I have like 53 members in my Facebook group. I don't think I need a tool to help me not miss any comments. Well, yeah, maybe today you don't. Maybe you're handling it just fine. But I want you to put in systems today that will help allow you to scale whenever that comes. You never know when a tea party you have is going to maybe result in 30 new people joining your group who are very engaged, and you have to try to keep up with those. So again, I want you to build the tool in now. Even if you only have a few comments to click off, it's a good way to get started and get in good practice now. Now let's go more into detail about the different kind of moderation alerts. Currently at the time of this recording, there are two moderation alert types available for you. One is keyword alerts, the other is engagement alerts. Let's start with keyword alerts. Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Whenever there is a specific word used in your Facebook group or phrase, it will extract that and go into your moderation alert list. This is the main way I use moderation alerts, is through keyword alerts. The big one I use is my name, Amy, as the keyword. Also, Sunkiss VA and my Facebook business page name. That is also set as a keyword alert. So what this does is if I make a comment with my Facebook profile or with that business page, maybe I'm answering a question or cheering somebody on, if they hit reply to that comment and leave my name in that comment, when they reply, that will generate a moderation alert because my name was in that comment. So it pulled that and goes into my to-do list. As you know, that's what I like to call it. So then I know I need to go back and address that. More ideas for keyword alerts would be maybe the word sold. So if you're having a tea party and your method of converting sales is through invoices, it could be really easy to lose order comments within a tea party. If you know, you know. So the best way to keep up with all those orders is on your how to order post, tell them to use the word sold. Then you can go into your moderation alerts, and then where they're typing sold, size large, teal, V-neck, bam, I can go through those alerts. It's extracted those comments on a various number of posts, and then you can send your invoices from there. Also, for the baby shower tea party planner, there's a game where it says don't say the word baby. So you could set up a keyword alert for the word baby and you could see if somebody is going to get deducted points for doing that. If you don't want any profanity in your group, you could add those to keyword alerts so you can address them quickly. Or if maybe you don't want anyone sharing outside links in your group, you could add the keyword alert www or https. So that way, anytime someone does share a link, you can catch that sooner rather than later. And maybe they shared a link to your website. That's fine. There will be a moderation alert for it. You can review it and see that it's an approved link. So just clear off that moderation alert and you don't need to remove that comment. Other ideas would be like the word help or how do I order? Any phrases like that that will lead that somebody is interested in purchasing from you, they just don't know how. Moving into the second kind of moderation alerts is engagement alert. So admittedly, I don't use this type of alert as much as I use keyword alert, but this alert would really help if there's any kind of issue on social media. Like whenever that happens, usually the comments take off like viral pretty quickly. And next thing you know, there's hundreds of comments on within just a few minutes. We've all seen those threads. As a Facebook admin, we don't want anything to get out of hand. So we do want to be alerted if something like that is happening. Now, some of the games that you may play inside your groups could encourage a lot of comments very rapidly, so it could trigger this alert. But again, how you deal with that alert is up to you. It's not necessarily going to remove any comments by your settings. It's just going to give you the option to go in and address it. Now, of course, you can't control what people say. We all know this, but you are responsible for ensuring that it does get the appropriate attention that it needs, whether it needs to be addressed directly on that post or if it needs to be removed, if there's any discrimination or personal attacks that are not warranted. Maybe you need to remove those Facebook group members, whatever it is. Yes, you are not responsible for the words that came out of their mouth, but as the admin of the group, you are responsible for how you handle those conflicts and how you respond and how are you going to fix it for next time. Okay, so now it's time to set up your alerts. If you're not at a point where you can get to Facebook, maybe pause this episode, pull it up on your laptop, do it on your phone, whatever you need to do, but I'm going to walk you through the settings that you're looking at. So I already told you, you're going to go to Admin Tools, select Moderation Alerts, and then when it opens up, you're going to see four tabs at the top, all engagement, keyword, possible conflict. So the all tab, it's going to smush all of those columns and tabs into one view. So if you have a keyword alert set up, how it'll appear is the exact comment, and then you'll see that keyword in the comment. You can either select the arrow at the top right to go to where that comment is on the post. That's what I like to do to go reply back. Then I will come back to moderation alerts and either hit ignore because I've already addressed it. But if you hit remove, that will delete the comment. So when I first started using this, I thought remove meant like, hey, remove this notification versus like ignore. I guess I thought ignore meant it would come back. No. Remove meant it was removing comments. And I did this for a couple of days span until my group members started noticing and they were like, hey, did I do something wrong? Where are all my comments? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's so weird. Oh no. And then I realized people kept saying that, like my comments are being removed. I had no idea what they were talking about. And then I went to my activity log, another Facebook group tool, and I saw that it said, Amy Wheat removed comment, Amy Wheat removed comment. And it was just like a whole thread of it. My first instinct was, oh my gosh, I got hacked. Who did this? Who is on my account? And then it dawned on me like, wait, I did that. Whoops. Okay. You can actually restore comments from activity logs. So that was really helpful. But then I told my group members like, hey, learning point here. Don't hit remove if you use moderation alerts unless you intend to remove that comment. So learn from my mistake. Now you know. So Again, I use the moderation alerts tab as my to-do list. Even if I'm not going to respond to the comment from this view, I can like their comment or love it, and then I will hit ignore. If I've already organically responded to that comment or seen it, whenever it appears in my moderation alerts, I'll see I have already reacted to that comment. So that tells me, hey, you've already given it the attention you were going to give it. If I replied, I would have already replied. If I wasn't going to reply, maybe it doesn't warrant a reply. So I'll go ahead and hit ignore. If those moderation alerts build up and you don't want to go through them one by one, at the top right, you can hit ignore all. That could be a handy feature. Now, if you want to set up moderation alerts, you want to hit the setting or the gear tool in the top right. Then to add keyword alerts, you'll just click add, and then it says keyword alerts tell you when members use certain words or phrases in your group, and you can input all of those there. Then for engagement alerts, whenever you go to set those up, step one is the content. What kind of content do you want alerts about? Is it for posts or is it for comments? And then the next step for engagement, it's asking what kind of engagement do you want? Do you want to know when something is getting a lot of love? Do you want to know if a post gets like however many angry reactions? So you're scanning for both good and bad. And all of this can be set up where you are going to be alerted after a certain amount of comments that post receives. So that's moderation alerts. It is a super undervalued tool that I would love to make sure that you know how to use, which hopefully after this episode you do, and you try it out for your own business, and you retrain how you're using social media, maybe not necessarily as a consumer, but now you're using social media in a different way. You're spending your time more strategically on it to advance your business, and moderation alerts can help you manage your time on social media when it comes to your business. I would love to know what other keyword alerts you have set up or how you have your moderation alerts configured in your Facebook groups. Share that in the Turn Down the Hustle Facebook group. Just search it on Facebook. Submit a post. I'd love to see what you have set up. I'll see you next week to go over the next tool in Facebook group tools series. It's time to wrap up another incredible episode of Turn Down the Hustle. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and found some valuable insights to fuel your journey. Don't forget to visit sunkissva.com/podcast to access the show notes for this episode. You'll find all the links mentioned in today's discussion, along with actionable tips and resources to help you implement what we've discussed. Lastly, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss another episode. I'll be here cheering you on and sharing more inspiration and strategies to help you turn down the hustle and work smarter, not harder. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Until next time.